The first electric-powered bus in Kansas is set to arrive in Wichita in November, followed by 10 more in the next year. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that transit agencies and city fleets are gradually ditching internal combustion engines for vehicles that create less air pollution and greenhouse gases.
In Wichita, all of the city buses run on diesel fuel. It's part of what gives a bus engine its distinctive sound and its exhaust a signature smell. That exhaust also comes with emissions that foul the air locally and add to climate change globally. But that's about to change, thanks in large part to Wichita's new transit director, Mike Tan. Before coming to Wichita, Tan worked in Erie, Pennsylvania, where about half of the buses run on compressed natural gas, an alternative fuel that's more environmentally friendly than traditional diesel.
So when I got here, I was a little surprised that there hadn't been any real serious look at alternative fueling.
Transportation emissions make up the largest source of planet-warming greenhouse gases in the United States. Transit systems reduce those emissions by converting some car drivers into bus riders. Cleaner running electric buses would cut emissions even more.
But the ultimate goal is to get people to use the system because they want to. And electrifying it seems to get people, you know, thinking about it, yeah. And it also gets us off the fossil fuel, too.
Within a few months of starting, Tan landed a grant from the federal government to buy buses with lower emissions than the city's diesel fleet. The more than $2 million in grant money paid for four new electric buses from a company called Proterra. Then, using another grant, the city bought seven smaller electric buses from a company called Custom Coach Works.
Four Proterras will line up here, and they'll all be charging, and then the CCWs will be over here. And those wires, those 220 lines, they'll be tapped into and they'll just run over and then come down on the pillars that we have here.
The bus barn has enough wiring in place to charge as many as 14 buses. Most of the new infrastructure was purchased with the grant money, but some of it was put in place with the help of the city's electricity provider, Evergy. Kim Winslow is Evergy's Director of Energy Solutions. She says the company is also offering the city a special bus charging rate. Higher during the day when demand for electricity is at its highest, and lower during the night when most of the charging will happen.
During those off-peak times, we have a lower cost of electricity, cost of power, so that allows them to take advantage of that lower cost.
Between the low cost of electricity and the elimination of frequent maintenance costs, such as oil changes, Tan says each bus will save the city $462,000 over its lifetime, which is about 12 years, compared to its diesel counterpart.
And then our plan is to never buy another diesel-powered bus.
He says every diesel bus in the fleet could be replaced by an electric or hydrogen-powered bus as early as 2027. Others are experimenting too. In an effort to reduce the carbon footprint of its fleet of more than 1,300 vehicles, Olathe, Kansas bought natural gas-powered trash trucks, hybrids, and even four full-electric Nissan Leafs.
I mean, there's going to be more and more of it coming that fit more of kind of what we do here, and the more that comes online, the more we'll adopt.
That's Olathe fleet manager Josh Wood. He says several city employees skeptical of the technology now drive the electric vehicles as often as they can. With experience, they've realized the range anxiety they once had isn't much of a worry. Because of the initial success of those smaller vehicles, Wood says they're even starting to consider purchasing electric trash trucks. Nick Albanese is an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance. He says city fleets are increasingly using electric-powered vehicles, especially buses.
So this is a market that's taken off incredibly quickly, and we think it's one that's going to grow even faster over the next two decades.
The numbers are still small in the U.S. There are only about 600 e-buses on the streets right now. But that's double the number there were just last year. And by 2040, Bloomberg estimates that electric buses will make up as much as 80% of the world's fleet. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find out more at ksnewsservice.org.